Well, Israeli authorities have enabled settler attacks in the West Bank through financial and military support. That's according to a new report by the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory. The report comes as Israel says it's investigating the fatal shooting of a seven-month-old Palestinian baby when Israeli troops shot at a car in the West Bank last week. Yair Devir is spokesperson for B'Tselem, the Israeli Information Centre for Human Rights in the occupied territories. I spoke to him earlier. Yair, your organisation tracks settler violence in the West Bank. Just how hostile has the situation become?
The situation is just continue to escalating more and more. The violence become more brutal, more expanding all over. And yeah, the situation has just become worse.
What kind of reports are you receiving from people living in the West Bank?
What is happening actually on the ground now is that Israel, by many means, are committing ethnic cleansing in the West Bank. We are talking about 61 Palestinian communities who already being forced displaced by the settler militias and by the army itself, because it's not only the settlers that are daily attacking the Palestinians. It's also, in many cases, the army itself that is either participating in those attacks or just standing by, not doing anything. And if there is a moment where the Palestinians are trying to defend themselves, then is the moment where the army is coming and arresting the Palestinians instead of the settlers.
What interactions has your group had with Israeli authorities on this issue?
B'Tselem actually don't have any communication with Israeli authorities. B'Tselem recognized the Israeli system as an apartheid regime. And we see how all the system, including, of course, the army, but also the judicial system that's supposed to, you know, to make justice, is actually taking part in the mechanism of occupation and ethnic cleansing. And actually the impunity that this system gives to the settler militias and to the soldiers that are killing Palestinians is essential part that allowing this violence to escalate more and more.
How has your organisation seen the courts and judicial system used to support settlers in this case?
See, there are dozens of attacks every day and every night. Many of those attacks actually even being you know, in video. And if the authorities want, they would know who those people and they could stop them. But in many, many cases, even in cases where settlers killed in front of the camera, like in the incidents of Ouda Adalin, the Palestinian peace activist who being killed by the settler Inon Levy and being caught in his own camera of Ouda Adalin, the court just released Inon Levy and he's still on the ground, continue to arrest Palestinians. So Palestinians know that no one is there to protect them. And they even understand that they don't want anymore to go to the police and after, for example, their house being set on fire or after the settlers stole sheep from them, because when they are going to the police, many times they are the one who being arrested.
How does the broader Israeli community see these attacks in the West Bank?
I would say that the majority of the Israeli population don't really care or even supportive. That's kind of state of mind is what allowing Israel to commit the genocide in Gaza and the ethnic cleansing in the West Bank. And this is the Israeli people who are continue to serve the army, even if they know that this army is in occupied forces. There are, of course, groups in the Israeli society who oppose this kind of violence. Some of them oppose it, but do not realize that it's not only the settlers. It is the Israeli system that is based on the Jewish supremacy and demographic engineering and ethnic cleansing. And there is small groups of Israelis who are standing in solidarity with the Palestinians, who are even going for protective presence to stay with these Palestinians' communities and to face together with them the violence from the settlers and from the army.
How has the Israeli public reacted to the death of a seven-month-old Palestinian baby who was shot by Israeli troops last week?
I would say the same. You know, there is the pattern that the Israeli government is trying to convince, and many, many people also believe that, that always, always, no matter what, the soldiers are acting, you know, like they should do, and they are not claiming never. So there is big majority of the people who are, you know, under this kind of propaganda or brainwashing that they are not even thinking of questioning. But as I mentioned before, there are, of course, people who still have this, you know, humanity inside them. And when they see soldiers killing baby, you know, they, for them, it's a red line. But still, I would say that the majority of the people would see these incidents as something isolated, and they don't want to face the truth that Israel is killed in the last 2.5 years, more than 20,000 killed children in Gaza, and more than 230 kids in the West Bank, and also, you know, in Lebanon. So people need to understand that it's not about incidents, it's about the system that's allowing this to happen. And one more thing that is important is that the international community need to understand that it's not about individuals. You know, we heard about state that having sanctions or on some settler individuals or settler organization, but the people will not understand that it's the system that is based on Jewish supremacy. It's a system that is wanting this violence to continue. We will never figure it out without understanding that it's a system that we need to target.
Yeah, yeah. The report also describes how in Gaza, civilians are trapped between what they call the atrocities of Israeli forces and the predatory, fear-based rule of Hamas militants. Has Hamas lost support amongst Palestinians?
This is not something actually we are exploring. I would say that what we are hearing from the ground is, of course, Hamas lost a lot of support on the ground, but in the other side, Israel continue to bomb the civilians, continue the starvation, continue to just... Netanyahu just announced that the Israeli army is about to occupy another big part of Gaza and push the population towards, you know, even smaller areas. So I guess the people of Gaza, they don't have any, you know, possibility of doing anything.
Yair Devir, thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
You're welcome.
Yair is the spokesperson for B'Tselem, the Israeli Information Centre for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories. And on allegations of genocide mentioned there, these allegations against Israel are currently before the International Court of Justice. Israel denies the allegations. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes remains in place.